Model Test 3, Section 1, Listening Comprehension, Part A. Directions. For questions 1 to 5, you will hear an introduction about the achievements of Steven Spielberg. While you listen, fill out the table with the information you've heard. Some of the information has been given to you in the table. Write only one word or number in each numbered box. You now have 25 seconds to read the table below.
Today, Steven Spielberg is one of the world's best-known movie makers. His 1993 movie, Jurassic Park, has earned more money than any other movie in history. The gross tops $900 million in less than a year, and it was headed towards $1 billion with home video and other aftermarket releases. That surpassed 1982's E.T., The Extraterrestrial, another Spielberg film which had been the top Hollywood moneymaker. In all, Spielberg's 15 movies have grossed more than $4 billion. Steven Spielberg's work embodies a whole range of qualities that tell us a lot about Hollywood and the role of movies in our culture. He's a wonderful audience-oriented storyteller. I want people to love my movies, and I'll be a guide to get them into theaters, he once said. Spielberg's films also represent the charm and glamour of Hollywood. Most are spectacularly filmed with dazzling special effects, and their box office success has helped fuel the extravagances that are part of the image Hollywood cultivates for itself. But Spielberg is deeper than that. He entwines observations from his personal life into film commentary on fundamental human issues. So moviegoers, entranced by Spielberg's adventure stories, sometimes forget his serious works. His 1985 The Color Purple, adapted from Alice Walker's Pulitzer Prize-winning book, was a painful, insightful account of a Southern African-American family during the first half of the century. Schindler's List, his acclaimed 1993 account of the Second World War, flows from his own heritage. These movies, some say Spielberg's best, represent the potential of the medium to help us individually and collectively sort through the dilemmas of the human condition.
That is the end of Part A.